Why would a vampire lie about who sired him? What's that? Some kind of status symbol for the undead? My sire can beat up your sire?
I'm not saying I don't believe him.
You just don't want to. Okay, let's look at this objectively. Figure it out in a cold and personal CSI-like manner. Because we're a couple of carpet fibers away from a case.
Spike can't be the one doing this. He couldn't if he wanted to.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, Payne Shep, remember? He can't hurt anyone.
It didn't stop him from hurting you. Hey, objective here. Maybe the chip's not working anymore.
Oh, it's working. I've seen it.
Is it? Or is that what Spike wants you to think?
You think it's an act?
I don't really know. And neither do you.
Everybody, I was gonna say good morning, good afternoon, but I don't know when you're listening to this, so good day. Welcome to another episode of Boys Watching Buffy. We're just two boys watching every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer for the first time, giving our review, our reactions. We're your hosts. I am Joe Welke.
I am Vance.
Today we're talking about Season 7, Episode 8, titled Sleeper, directed by Alan J. Levi, or Levy, written by David Fury and Jane Espenson. Original air date November 19th, 2002, to an audience of 5.03 million people. And before we get into the episode, everybody, we've got a shout out. Special shout out to Traveling BK Girl. Thank you so much for your Apple Podcasts review and rating. They love when I mis-summarize stuff and Vance corrects me. They're a little bit behind. But yeah, thank you so much for subscribing and listening. We really appreciate you. If you want to get your own shout out, Apple Podcasts, 5-star rating and review. Spotify, 5-star rating. Take a screenshot of it and send it to us. And we will shout you out. This month on Patreon, we're doing Scooby-Doo. That should be out this week?
Yeah, probably Thursday or Friday.
This week.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo had a good time with that one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. It's a weird movie, man. It's a 2002 movie.
To listen to that, subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/boyswatchingbuffy, where we do boys watching movies, we do boys watching Angel, we do Joe's Fashion Report /Corner. It's a good time. Sign up for our Discord, where we have a bunch of lively conversations about Buffy, Angel, and basically everything else. Anything that anybody wants to bring up is basically up for discussion at this point. Yeah.
Oh.
That's it. That's the podcast, right? We're done?
That's the podcast. I did want to bring up something that I mentioned last week's episode when we were trying to figure out who Webbs reminded us of. Okay. And we were throwing out actors' names and stuff, and I threw out Rupert Everett for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I was way off on who I was thinking about. I was actually thinking Tate Donovan, who's been in Friends.
Oh.
The OC,
yeah,
a movie called Love Potion Number 9 with Sandy Bullock.
Yeah,
that's who I was like trying to get with Rupert Everett. I have no idea how I came on that name, but Tate Donovan is the person that I think Webbs had a little bit of performance like.
I remember him from the OC and liking him in the OC, but I'm sticking to Dan Soder. I think he looked like Dan Soder, the comedian.
Dan Soder was actually on the Ryan Russillo podcast, I believe, recently.
He's a funny dude. Funny guy. All right, so Sleeper. My prediction was wrong. I predicted a Sleeping Beauty scenario. Somebody was going to have to wake up Dawn from like a coma.
Mm-hmm.
Way off on that.
You
predicted Xander was going to put somebody in a sleeper hold?
And instead he got slept.
Yeah. So we were off on those.
Yeah. This is more of a sleeper agent situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think about this episode?
I mean, it doesn't... They're really testing us with the limits of how long Spike can stay around.
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
Yep. Yeah, I know we've talked about, like, how is Spike still alive for seasons now?
Yeah.
And he's still around.
I am happy that what we saw last week wasn't just a complete fake out, I guess.
Yeah, and there's repercussions and and ongoing from last week into this week.
Now, I'll be really upset if what happens at the end of this episode gets retracted. But I can't see that. It's going to be that commercial break save kind of move.
Yeah, this is what we were talking about last week when we were like, I hate the commercial fake out.
Yeah.
This episode ends with the cliffhanger, and if there's some way that what happens doesn't actually happen, there's no way.
Yeah, it's no way from what we saw.
Yeah. But, all right, shall we crack open these monsters?
Yeah.
I'm peachy keen today. I can't remember what one we're on. You're Zero Ultra?
I'm Zero Ultra.
Oh, dang. I fucked it up.
I knew. Sorry, I've just been going back and forth, back and forth.
I know. I couldn't remember what we did last week, but yeah, well, I fucked it up. Sorry, everybody.
This podcast is off to a messed up start already. It's going to be
I know.
It's going to be in shambles.
It's not been a good week for me. Literally right before the podcast, my toilet got clogged, everybody. So, and I don't own a plunger for whatever stupid reason. So. I'm going to be peeing in a bucket, maybe. Anyway, so this episode opens up with a recap of basically everything from beneath you it devours. Bunch of those girls dying in the recap, which I completely forgot about. We haven't seen one of those happen in a while.
I never write down the recap stuff, but I had to write down that because I completely forgot that there's cloaked men or cloaked killers killing women. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally forgot about that. It's just like not on my mind after everything we've been seeing. They forgot about it, seems like, for five episodes or so.
Yeah.
Get a recap of Spike living with Xander, Dawn seeing Joyce last episode, and basically an entire recap of the last episode. This is a hearty long recap. We go and open the episode in Xander's apartment, and there's an intense knocking on his door. And he's like, all right, I'm coming. It's 4:30 in the morning. And it's Buffy. And she's showing up because she's looking for Spike based off of what she found out last episode, that he sired webs potentially. And she's like, where's Spike? I need to talk to him. I need to figure some stuff out. And Xander's like, I don't know. And then we go to where Spike actually is. And I wrote that he's in the school basement, but he's not. He's in the basement of a house digging a grave for the woman that he bit last episode and sired. And he's burying her, it seems like. Pretty intense way to open up the episode, huh?
Yeah.
He just
throws that girl down nonchalant, just like, dumped her in.
Whistling Dixie.
Yep.
Just having a good old time.
Now, I wrote down the question in my notes, like, why didn't he do the same for webs? But I think at the end, the plan was not for that to happen. And it seems as though it takes 2 days for vampires to come back or something. They mentioned 2 days, webs was killed 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Or something. I mean, they got him in the ground quick.
I think it depends on the vampire, to be honest with you.
It just depends on what the plot needs.
Every once in a while we get a review or a message on Discord or something like, do you guys ever get to understanding the invitation rules? And like, yeah, we eventually do get to understanding the invitation rules.
As much as anybody can. Rules. As much as anybody can understand invitation rules.
But this rule of how fast do vampires become vampires, I don't think we're ever going to get. It's season 7. We're not getting it.
Our Discord user Saber, I believe, posted something that he saw on the internet. And the question was, if a vampire was a police officer and they had a warrant, could they come into your place?
Oh, damn. Ah, that's tough.
That will be debated in the Discord this week, I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't think they can.
Why not?
I don't know. The homeowner needs to grant the permission.
I don't know. That's a tough because they can go into public places.
Yeah, but that's not public.
But once it becomes warranted, then doesn't it become like a, I don't know. I don't understand how the, I don't understand what entity controls the invitation.
Yeah, that's tough. That's interesting. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah. So we have the opening song and then we come back. Oh, no, not yet. There's like a professor type looking guy coming to his house.
I think that's after the intro, right? Or no?
That's after the intro?
I think so. Right,
I forget where the intro is, to be honest with you. I didn't write it this time. But a professor-looking type guy comes to his house, and he sees it's all smashed up, and he's looking around like, oh, God, what happened? And he's like, Nora, where are you? And he turns a corner, and Nora's face down on the floor, dead, bleeding. And he's like, oh, God, Nora. Oh, they got to you. And then from behind him, a cloaked person attacks him. And he like evades that person at first. And then another cloaked person comes and like stabs him and kills him. It's like, oh, yeah, these cloaked people. Right.
And this is in London, England.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Did it say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was funny when the guy stabs the second one comes around the corner and goes, stab in the back. And it's just like,
yeah. He looked so short too. He looked like kind of like a Jawa from Star Wars.
It looked like Jonathan was in a cloak and he came around and stabbed him in the back. Yeah.
Might be. You don't see his face.
Yeah, they were like,
gonna hire Danny Strong for an extra day.
Yeah. but yeah, this is in London.
Okay. Fancy London town. So then we go to the Summer's house and Willow comes home and she sees that place is all smashed up and she's like, Buffy, where are you? And Dawn is there and she's still shaken from last night's vision, the quest that she went on and all the terrible shit that she saw. And she's like, Buffy isn't here and the house is all fucked up. And Willow's like, oh my God, Dawn, what happened? And Dawn's like, I saw something. I saw Joyce. I saw my mom and they told me stuff and it was being attacked and there was craziness. And Willow's like, okay, Dawn, that wasn't her, which is something we brought up last episode.
Yeah.
About like, I wonder if they're going to tell her like, hey, that wasn't her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that they just like right to the chase. Willow's like, that wasn't her.
Mm-hmm.
And Dawn's like, what do you mean it wasn't her? And Willow's like, I saw something too. It pretended to be someone that I knew that was pretending to talk through to Tara. And I was tricked too. It wasn't who I thought it was. So I think it's this big bad that is, you know, from beneath you, it devours. And Dawn's like, but it was so convincing. It told me things. And Will's like what? And then Dawn does not tell Willow what Joyce said to her. She doesn't say like, hey, when shit hits the fan, Buffy's not going to choose you, which I thought was interesting.
I thought it was interesting that Dawn mentions that Joyce told her that some bad things are coming. So she was warning her. And then it makes Willow go, well, we can't be sure if Joyce was really Joyce or not. Because now it's like a little bit of confusion, a little bit of wishy-washiness. And thinking about it, if it's not if this wasn't a scam by Joyce, if she actually came mm-hmm. back and warned, it would be weird at the end if Buffy chose Spike over Dawn. That's the only thing I could see that line being, which would be...
Buffy would never.
Which would be really weird after the Him episode.
Yeah.
But would be really fitting after this episode.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at. But I do like the little bit of confusion where Dawn can't be fully sure that that wasn't it. But at least she has the information to know that she should be wary of what she heard.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that the scene kind of ends with Dawn. Like, she gets the information, but she does also kind of want to believe that Joyce is warning her. And, like, she's a little afraid. And Willow is like, yeah, we can't trust anything that's going on at all right now, though. And I was like, all right, this is interesting. I dig it.
Like, Dawn... You weren't here 3 years ago.
True. True.
I can't trust anything.
So from here we go to Xander and Buffy talking. And Buffy tells Xander that Spike sired Webbs, apparently. She's like, hey, this guy Webbs, this vampire that I killed yesterday, said that Spike sired him. And Xander's like, I never fucking trusted that guy. I knew he was up to no good. And Buffy's like, yeah, but I don't think that Spike's actually doing it. And Xander's like, come on, dude.
I know. It's like,
yeah. And Buffy's like, I don't know. I just don't think that it's him. I don't think that he can because he's got the chip. And Spike's or Xander's like, maybe the chip's not working. Mm-hmm. And Buffy's like, no, the chip is working. I've seen it work in front of me. And Xander's like, it didn't work with you. So how do you know it's working with it? Like, maybe he's just acting. Mm-hmm. And it's like, good point. Good point. Yeah. And Buffy's like, no, it's not that. Spike has changed. Spike is a different being now. And then just as she's saying that, Spike returns. And it's like, uh-oh. Spike can tell that they're talking about him.
Because of a vampire power that hasn't been revealed in this series.
But Spike comes home and he's like, oh, what are you doing here? It's super late at night. Like, is there trouble? Is there something bad going on? And Buffy's like, no, there's no trouble. And Spike's like, oh, all right. I get it. You don't want to tell me. And then Buffy's like, no, don't worry about it. Anyway, how's your night going? And he's like, it's fine. Nothing going on. How about you? And Buffy's like, I killed a vampire. Turned out it was somebody that I knew, kind of. And Spike's like, oh, man, that must have been really tough for you. I'm so sorry. And Buffy's like, yeah, his name was Holden Webster. And Spike's like, okay.
I don't get the names of my victims.
Right? Why did Buffy think that Spike was just going to be like, oh, Holden Webster?
He's like, I don't know the name of that girl last episode.
Yeah. So he's just like, oh, man, that must have been really tough for you. I'm sorry that you had to go through that tonight. And Buffy's like, yeah, it was pretty tough. And Spike's like, all right, well, I'm going to bed. Good night, everybody. And so he goes to bed. And Buffy's like, I don't think that he fucking did this. He didn't really react. And Xander's like, who gives a fuck? Like, the vampire said that it happened. Why wouldn't you trust that? And then Buffy's like, I don't know. I gotta figure something out. Xander, keep an eye on Spike. And Xander's like, are you serious, dude? I can't. I gotta go to work. I got shit going on here. And Buffy's like, well, then we got to get somebody to keep an eye on him. We got to get somebody to keep an eye on him. And they're both like, who could we get that has nothing going on and is a big fat fucking loser during the day that could keep an eye on this dipshit? Cut to next day. Anya's at Xander's place. And she's like, I don't want to fucking look over this guy if he's killing people.
It is insane that they're just going to leave a vampire who's been killing people, possibly, at Xander's place. And Xander's just like,
yep.
Yeah, this is fine. He sleeps in the room next to me. We share an apartment. I also thought he would be covered in dirt from burying people.
Right.
Or at least like on his shoes or something.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that little detectiveness, but no, he comes back fully clean, not smelling of murder.
No blood on his face at all. Just nice and clean.
Yeah. What do they got? Like lion's tongues or something that didn't clean all the blood off their face?
I mean, later on in this episode, we see blood all over his face. But yeah, Anya's there. She's freaking out. She's like, I don't want to look over Spike. And Xander's like, you never had a problem hanging out with Spike before, like referencing, like, you never had a problem being alone with him before, referencing their hooking up. And Anya's like, yeah, okay, but this is different. Like, I don't have any powers. He's a potentially murdering vampire. Like, I don't want to be alone with this guy. And Xander's like, there's plenty of sunlight that'll keep you protected, which we know isn't true. We know that's not true. It's got to be absolute direct sunlight.
Yeah, and you got to be in it for up to 30 minutes or 1 second, depending on the vampire's powers.
Yeah, and so Xander's like, look, I don't give a shit, dude. I got to go to work. Have fun looking over him, you absolutely skinny, terrified, defenseless woman.
And Xander's in his like boxy suit getting ready to go to a meeting.
Yeah, with his construction hat. So Xander's like, all right, I'm heading out. And Anya says something like, I'm going to bite your ass or something. And Xander's like, wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
And he heads out.
She says, if I get vamped, I'm going to bite your ass. And he says, wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
It's a good, like, he's been under his breath saying stuff the whole scene.
Yeah. So Anya's left alone with a potentially murderous vampire. Great plan. Great plan.
And all because Buffy's like, we should keep him around just in case he's not guilty.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Couldn't keep Webb around.
Meanwhile. Keep Webb's around. Meanwhile, Anya, they didn't question anything. Willow said something. There was no interrogation. There was no proof. they just like, yeah, she did something bad. I got to do it. Done.
Yeah. So Buffy comes home and Willow is putting Dawn to sleep in her room. And Willow comes out to talk to Buffy and Buffy's like, what the fuck happened to the house? And Willow's like, look, Dawn saw some stuff last night. It was kind of crazy. The big bad, he knows stuff about us and it knows about people that we knew and shit like that. And Buffy's like, that's crazy. Like, I saw some stuff too. Like, I was with this vampire and he was telling me all this crazy shit. And Willow's like, yeah, I saw something that said I saw Cassie Newton and it was telling me that the Tara was talking through her and Dawn saw your mom. And Buffy was like, God damn, this is fucking brutal, dude. And Willow's like, yeah, it had me at first. And then it also kind of didn't get me because then it started to like push it a little too far. So, but it was very convincing. And Buffy's like, well, now it was that guy Webb's lying to me. And what am I doubting my own convictions? And I'm doubting that Spike is a killer again. But I'm still suspicious. But we need to investigate.
I did like that she Buffy, said that Webb's dusted like a vampire. So at least she has that.
That is true. But Buffy's like still suspicious, but she needs to be there. It's like she's kind of trying to set up a sting operation with Spike. Yeah.
She's like, I need to
see visual proof and visual evidence of him killing somebody. not applied to Anya. I need to make sure that it's Spike that's doing this killing and that I'm the only one that can really stop him.
Yeah. I do love when the Scoobies, when certain murders really trouble the Scoobies. Like the spider killed the one guy in the woods and they just step over that body and don't care. But then the frat boys are like, I can't believe all these frat guys are dead. And then, like in this episode, it's like, I can't believe Spike's killing people again. Like, you don't even know what vampire turned webs.
Right?
Like, that should be question number two before you stake a vampire. Who turned you?
Yeah. I mean, it is an interesting thing about, like, they're doubting themselves and what they can believe and everything, which mm-hmm. is, it's both interesting and kind of annoying to me.
I usually don't like it, but I think they walked a line fine here, yeah. where at least there's a little bit of, oh, maybe not. It's, and they settle it at the end. So it's not, they don't leave it hanging for episodes and episodes, minus the Joyce yeah. thing.
Yeah. Like, this is, I agree with you. It's, like, pretty well done about, like, yeah. oh, I'm doubting what I'm seeing and mm-hmm. hearing, and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So after this, speaking of Spike, we go back to Anya at Xander's place, and she's a little unsettled. She's like, ah, I gotta see what this guy's up to, because if this guy is actually killing again, like, I don't want to be here with him, and I want to make sure I needed, like, I'm going to go in and I'm going to investigate myself. So she goes into Spike's room while he's sleeping, and Spike sleeps in the nude.
Mm-hmm. They make sure to make sure you know that.
Yeah. They tastefully have the blanket just mm-hmm. uncovering his hip.
Yeah.
To let us know that on the other side of that blanket, there's some ass cheek.
Mm-hmm. It's just a thin sheet of linen between Anya and Spike.
And glorious vampire dick. So she's snooping around his room and she's looking for clues. She's going through his clothes and his drawers and stuff. And as she's doing this, at one point, Spike turns over and Anya's like, am I found out? But no, he just turned over. So she continues to snoop through his pants and stuff. And then eventually he just grabs her arm. He's like, now I would like to know what exactly you're doing here. And Anya's like, I am here for sex. Yep. I'm here for sex. And this whole time, she also has a steak in her hands.
Mm-hmm.
And Spike is like, so why do you have a steak in your hands? She's like, because it's kinky. And Spike's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, that checks out.
That steak is the sharpest steak I think I've seen in this series.
I know, dude. That was like put through a pencil sharpener. Yeah. That was so sharp, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, really, you're here for sex? And Anya's like, yeah, dude. I can't stop thinking about the sex that we had, our little rendezvous back a year ago at this point. Maybe 6 months ago?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Months.
A while ago. She can't get Spike out of her head. And he's like, really? And she's like, yeah, I'm totally here to jump your bones once again. There's no way that I'm here looking for proof that you're a whacked out serial killer. Oh, God, why did I say that? I have no idea. I'm just so crazy with hormones and horniness and nerves. And she starts to, like, climb on top of Spike. And Spike is looking like, this chick is crazy.
Did you think they were going to do it?
I kind of did.
Yeah, same.
I kind of did a little bit. But then Spike slowly kind of pushes her off of him. He, like, kind of resists. And Anya's like, what? Why are you doing that? And he's like, oh, I just don't think this is a good idea. And then Anya's like, what, do you not think I'm hot anymore? Do you not think I'm a catch? What's up with this? How come you don't want to have sex with me? You never had any problem last time. And Spike's like, no. Just look, you're a catch. Like, I think that you're great. And any other kind of circumstance, I'd be super hot. I definitely think that you're hot. But, like, I just don't. I don't think this is a good idea. And then Anya's like, man, you used to be so much more fun when you didn't have a soul. And he's like, oh, yeah, sorry, dude. Sorry, I got a soul. And she's like, all right, well, fine. I'll get off of you. And I was like, this is the craziest plan to ever work.
And her acting is so sitcom-y. Or it's like, mm-hmm. come on, Spike. You know, none of this is working. And she's like, you think I'm fat? Is it the haircut? And, yeah, it's no way Anya's fat. And, The haircut.
I will
give or take. I don't know.
I will say this is kind of in line with how Anya acts, though. Like, she does act kind of stilted and like her speech pattern is very staccato.
Yes, but it's no way her flirting with him would be like that.
Yeah.
Or she'd be
fair enough.
Or she'd be like going through his pants.
I think that she would say, I'm here for sex, though.
Yeah, she would say, I'm here for sex that way.
Yeah, that's like totally something that she would. Would you like to have sex?
Yeah. So why do you think Spike didn't do it? Because he has a soul? Because he loves Buffy? Because he doesn't want to have sex with Xander's ex-fiancée in the guest room of Xander's apartment?
I think a little bit of a mixture of all of the three, if I'm being honest with you. There's a lot working against this happening.
Yeah.
It's just an odd circumstance, though, too.
I really wish there was a scene later where Spike is like, hey, Xander, Anya came one of me.
Yeah, that would have been pretty funny. But so anyway, it's nighttime now. And Spike is getting ready to head out for the night. And Anya's like looking over. She's reading some kind of like Cosmo magazine or TV Guide magazine or something. And he's getting ready to head out. And he apologizes once again to Anya, like, hey, look, I'm sorry that if I hurt your feelings. And she's like, no, why would my feelings be hurt? You just turned me down for sex and you don't think I'm attractive anymore. He's like, no, come on. Like, it's not right. And she's like, it's fine. So it's like, all right, I'm heading out. I'll talk to you later. So he heads out. Anya grabs the phone and she calls Buffy to be like, hey, Spike's out of the house. The eagle has left the coop.
And Buffy can just sprint on over there, I guess.
Yep. I mean, yeah. So Spike goes to, and I don't think this is Main Street. This is a different part of Sunnydale that I don't think we've seen before.
I think they call it the promenade, because I wrote in my notes, this crazy busy in these streets.
Yeah.
Sunnydale is bustling.
Yeah, dude. Like, this is the craziest and busiest we've ever seen it. And so he emerges from a dark alley, and there's a guy playing a harmonica, like, super loud. I thought that was going to, like, play into something. Like,
but that's just,
it just really doesn't.
That's just city ambiance.
And so he's going through the crowd, and then shortly after, we see Buffy emerge from the same alley, and she's following. She's tailing Spike. And she sees Spike get in line to go to some club or something. He's chatting up some lady. And Buffy's like following him. And then Spike takes the lady away from the line, takes her to a dark alley, and he starts kissing her. And meanwhile, Buffy's like following him. And it's like she loses him through the crowd, kind of. Mm-hmm. But there's no way, like, it's like she starts running through the crowd to catch up to Spike, but she seems to keep getting farther and farther away from him.
Yeah, and then she's seeing flashes of another of Spike somewhere else. It's just tricky editing and...
Yeah. So he takes her to the alley and he's kissing up on this lady and the lady's kissing up on him.
Fastest pickup ever. Fastest pickup ever. I was like, did you plan this out?
Nice.
Did you set up this meeting? He just walked over to some girl.
British accents, man. So he's smooching on the girl. She's like, oh, you want to hook up? And Spike's like, ah, yeah, this is going to be good. And she starts kissing on his neck. And I was like, oh, is this lady going to be a vampire?
Yeah.
No. And he starts kissing up on her neck. And just as he's like kissing up on her neck, Buffy shows up and he looks and he sees Buffy and he's like, oh shit, I'm found out. Buffy sees me with another girl. And then Buffy walks up to him and says, you know you want it and you know I want you to. And Spike goes vamp faced and chomps down on the lady. And this now realized a fake Buffy says, "There's my guy."
I kind of want to see this show. I want to see this show where Buffy and Spike are just like a evil Bonnie and Clyde serial killer duo. The Slayer and the Vampire. Hey, Saber, get on that fanfic.
Yeah. You're the fanfic guy. Get on that.
Yeah,
just they run like a brothel for kind of vampiric activity.
It's like a Natural Born Killers or something, that vibe. Mm. Yeah, because Buffy, when she says that, that look on her face is something that we don't get a chance to see a lot in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so fake Buffy is like, "Now, Spike, doesn't that feel better? Doesn't that feel good?" And then fake Buffy turns into Spike. And now there's two Spikes, and Spike's like, "Yeah, that's my dog, man." And then real Spike sees that happen, and he's like, "Oh no, I've been duped. I've fallen victim to my innermost vampiric desires." And he's got blood all over his face, and he just runs through a crowd.
I also wanted to bring up, when he bites this girl, she doesn't just get the like euphoric orgasm, like, and falls out. She is screaming when he turns vamp face.
Yep.
He is maybe 6 to 10 feet away from the main promenade where we see people walking.
That is, as we said, really the busiest part of Sunnydale we've ever seen.
No one hears this girl screaming and a guy running covered in blood.
Yeah. Well, I mean, isn't it that thing that, like, if you scream rape, like, nobody will come and help you, but if you scream fire, you're supposed to scream fire or something? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, they always say scream fire. Which is, always a damning thing for humanity.
Yeah. Number one, it's fucked up that you would have to do that.
Yeah.
But also number two, who runs towards a fire?
Yeah.
Like if somebody's like, "Fire," like, I'm not going to go running toward that.
Maybe you should just scream free food.
Yeah.
Giving away money. Yeah. I just hit the lotto.
This is the darkest this podcast has ever gotten.
This show brings it out of you.
That is true.
But I mean, no one even looks over. It's not even like a gasp of people being like, "Oh," you know, somebody grabs their like kid and clutches them to their hip. Like nothing.
Yeah.
They're just like, it's Sunnydale, I'm shopping, I'm walking around high-fiving people.
And when he runs out of that alley, which I can't even really call it a dark alley, because it's just like, it's just there.
Yeah, it's just a corner.
Is he still vamp-faced when he runs out? I feel like he is.
Maybe, but I don't even think it matters when you're covered in that much blood. And you're
right?
That pale.
There's blood.
Yeah.
Dude, there's blood dripping from his chin, dude. Yeah. Yeah, after just hearing a scream. What an indictment on the population of Sunnydale.
Yep. They're the most denyingest people in the world.
Anyway, so Spike runs away, and then the next scene cuts to Buffy shoving Spike off of his bed and being like, "So what'd you do to that fucking girl? Did you kill her? Did you kill that girl?" And Spike's like, "What are you talking about? What girl?" And Buffy's like, "The girl I saw you with last night. I saw you with a girl chatting up some bird, as you would say." And he's like, "What are you talking about? I wouldn't kill some girl. I can't." And Buffy's like, "Oh yeah, the chip. Like, that would stop you." And he's like, "Well, it's also, it's not just the chip, dude. I also have a soul. I can barely live with myself after everything that I've done. Not just with you, but like my entire history of being a bad person now that I have a soul. Like, I live with that guilt every day. And you think that I'm going to continue to do that? Fuck no, dude." And then Buffy's like, "I do kind of think that you would do that." And then Spike goes, "You know what? I think you're just jealous. You saw me talking up a girl and you can't stand it." And Buffy's like, "Oh, please." And he's like, "Well, I couldn't kill anybody and I wouldn't do it anyway because I know that it means a lot to you that I wouldn't kill anybody and you mean too much to me for me to do something like that. Also, the chip was something that the initiative did to me. I went on my own volition, of my own volition, to get my soul back for you, all right? So I am trying to be a better person. So I didn't kill anybody. And then Buffy goes, well, the vampire that I slayed last night says that you sired him. And he's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm sorry, dude. Like, you might be lying. I don't know what you're talking about. And Buffy's like, oh, don't act all innocent. I followed you the other night or last night. And it didn't look like you were just walking around trying to mac on some babes. It looked like you were on the prowl. So what happened? And he was like, all right, I was on the prowl. So what? I want to chat up some ladies, okay? Is that a sin? I'm sorry. You know what? And yeah, you did see me chatting up a girl, but that's all I did is talk to her. And then Buffy's like, and then what else? And he's like, I don't really remember, to be honest with you. And I was like, oh, bro, you should know you're fucked up if that's the next thing.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. You know, I just came here, threw my bloody clothes away and hopped in bed.
My bloody dirt-filled clothes. Yeah. Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I just don't really remember. It's not that big of a deal. And Buffy's like, dude, it's the Hellmouth. You were living in that fucking school basement. You were right next to the Hellmouth. You were seeing things. I think that's still affecting you, dude. I think that it's still affecting you. And Spike's like, you're wrong. You have no proof. And you have no evidence, so why don't you bugger off? And Buffy's like, I don't have any evidence. Well, guess what? I'll fucking get some. And I was like, all right, Detective Buffy on the case. Get out her little magnifying glass.
Yeah, I want to see that one, too. I want to see that show.
With a little Sherlock Holmes hat and a trench coat.
Oh, my God. This conversation went all... Like, he started out talking about her being jealous. I was just like, Buffy, just, I know you still have feelings for this guy, but what are you doing?
Just stake his ass, just dude.
Just eliminate this and not have to think about it.
It's so wild that she's still like, she's there just like crossing her arms like a mother scolding a teenager. Like, what were you doing last night?
Mm-hmm. When he said, oh, you don't have proof. You don't have any evidence. I was like, oh, boy, that's not a great defense.
There is one line that was just acted so poorly in this, though. He's just like, you are wrong. I was like, oof.
You are wrong.
Can we get another take on that?
You are wrong. They gave me the chip, but I got the soul for you. Like, oh, man. Like, why are you still in Sunnydale?
I know that it would be tough if you're being accused of murder, but if then your next line is, I don't remember last night, that's tough.
Yeah. No, I chatted up some bird and then I came home and
then
I
lost like 8 hours of memory. So what?
Yeah. I wasn't drinking. I didn't have any tainted blood. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I was chatting up a bird. I took her to a dark alley, and then next thing you know, I'm here.
Yeah.
So what? I don't remember what happened next. How did I get from the dark alley to here? I don't know.
So, Spike, every night you just leave Xander's place and just talk to women? Is that it?
And don't remember what the end result of that is? There aren't any monks implanting memories in you at all? Yo, if the monks can implant memories of Dawn, how come this from beneath you it devours can't implant memories in Spike? I mean, goddamn. Help a motherfucker out if you've got an evil plan, you know?
I mean, it always gets tricky when you start messing with the reality, the fabric of reality.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
But, you know, Buffy is determined that she's going to get some evidence to prove that Spike is a killer.
I love the next scene because it makes no sense.
So the next scene is Buffy at home with Willow, Anya, and Dawn, and Willow's online trying to find some evidence that Spike did it.
What are you going to find?
Yeah. And they are all kind of commiserating about, like, I have no idea what to believe. I don't know what's true. Because we've all seen some kind of evil things. We don't know what's the truth and we don't know what's a lie. And this From Beneath You, It Devours guy, like, it could be trying to trick all of us. And it could be successful. But maybe what he's saying is true. And then Anya's like, when I was evil, I always told the truth. Because there was no reason that I would have to not.
Yeah.
And everyone's looking like, I wish you wouldn't have said that. And so Buffy is like, well, I think that Spike might be like killing people again. I think that he might be. And Willow's like, well, I just checked the database and there hasn't been an increase in neck injuries.
It's still the 20,000.
Yeah.
It's still the usual 20 a night.
So, I mean, just because this one vampire would be killing again, like, there would be a noticeable increase.
Like, they can't even check, like, what his bite marks look like. You know, they don't know what his bite mark. It's not like, oh, he bit my arm, so let's check this with someone else's neck. I don't know what they would find that would be like, it's definitely Spike.
So while there hasn't been an increase in neck injuries, there has been an increase in missing people. I was like, how many? And Willow's like, I mean, looks like 6. No, 8. No, 10. Oh, maybe more than 10. Mostly young hot chicks, it looks like. And then Buffy's like, okay, yeah, but that doesn't prove that it's Spike.
I was like, what are they going to find? What can they possibly find on this computer to prove it?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Plus, also, Webbs wasn't a young girl.
Yeah. The Webbs one makes it, because he goes mostly young girls, not all.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Just so they can, like, have it that way. But,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I know Buffy's trying, but she's, like, doesn't want to find out, but she does. And, I don't know, worry about Xander. Like, you got this murderous vampire staying at your friend's place.
Yeah. I'm Xander. Who doesn't have superpowers?
No. He's relying on an initiative chip that he doesn't even believe works anymore.
Yeah. Speaking of. So then we go to Xander's house and we see Spike getting ready to go out for the night. And he's putting on his jacket and he finds the cigarettes in his jacket that the lady gave him. The lady that we saw him like flirting with and walking home last episode.
You were right.
A little flashback.
You were right. She did give them to him or put them down there.
Yeah. And he's like, huh. And has a little flash of memory and he's like, oh yeah, I did meet up with that lady. But what happened next? Well, I don't know. I'm going to go out anyway. So he's heading out and then Xander leaps up from his like eating of cereal and watching cartoons, it seems like. And he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, 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 you don't. You're not allowed to go out. And Spike's like, look, dude, I just want to go out. I'm not going to do anything crazy. And Xander's like, look, Buffy said that you cannot go out. You're not allowed to go out. Buffy does not want you going out. And Spike's like, oh, yeah? Buffy say anything about this? And just punches Xander in the face. Knocks him out. He does get a little bit of chip pain.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, owie, owie. And then Xander gets knocked out and he just heads on out for the night.
Remember when the chip used to like hurt when you had a thought about hurting someone? But now it only hurts after you hurt the person.
Yeah, I do remember that when he had that wrench and he was about to hit Xander with the wrench.
He was gonna kill Xander.
Yeah.
I also love the way Spike throws punches because he puts that other hand up too and like in a defensive stance.
Yeah. I mean, based on what we see him doing next,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why he needed the. Like, he could have been like, Xander, come with me.
Mm-hmm. Now,
you know?
Yeah. I gotta say, I want to give Xander a lot of credit here. Xander has not killed Spike and just taken this off of Buffy's plate.
Yeah.
Now, this will be even more egregious than not telling Buffy that that Willow's putting a soul back in the Angel.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't really considered doing it himself. Like, that would have been some tension. Like, you know, he's sleeping. I'm standing here. Anya's got this really sharp stake.
Yeah.
I could literally dust him and then be like, I don't know where he went. And just keep that lie going forever.
Yeah, get a nice little dust buster on his bed.
Then Detective Buffy comes in. She, like, rubs her finger on it. Huh. Vampire dust.
Tastes like spike dust.
What happened, Xander? What happened? I did it for you.
I couldn't even blame Xander if he did do it.
No, I know it would be wrong. I know everyone would hate it, but it's just like, man.
I think for at least 15 minutes every night, I would stand above Spike with the stake, just like, I could just fucking ruin, I could end this. I could put all of our worries to rest right now.
All these bodies are on you, Buffy.
Yeah. Unless Spike plays a role in a little thing that is involved in Angel, which we've discussed on the Angel podcast.
Mm. Yeah.
But anyway, so we go over to the Bronze, and there's a band playing. And what we see next is Spike doing a little investigation of his own. He's asking people at the Bronze, like, hey, remember last night or two nights ago or whenever? I was here with a blonde lady. You remember that? And the bartender's like, I don't fucking know, dude. Like, do you know how many people I serve? You think?
This is what I brought up last episode. I was like, he's at a place where he's turned vamp face and fought women. He fought Anya and Buffy. No one recognizes him. And now he's coming back to the scene of the crime and asking, have you seen the girl that I was with? Yeah. I am prime suspect for killing her. And I'm asking questions about it. And no one can. Yep. No one knows anything.
Yeah. So he's asking the bartender. He's like, yeah, I don't really know. And he's looking around. He's looking for the girl himself. I think he asked like another person if they saw her, and they're like, no, I haven't seen her. And he's like, damn, I'm fucking stumped. So then we go to Xander, and Xander's got a nice little ice pack on his chin. He calls Buffy, and he's like, Buffy, fucking Spike is gone. And Buffy's like, what? I thought I said he wasn't allowed to leave. And Xander's like, yeah, he punched me and knocked me out for like a half hour, which he's definitely got some brain damage. He's like, he's gone. I don't know where he is. So have fun with that. And then we go back to the Bronze, and Spike is there. He's up on the balcony and he's drinking alone with his little flask. And some lady goes up to him and she's like, hey, you all right, man? Somebody steal your wallet? He's like, no. And she's like, yeah, I mean, you're looking at everybody like you're out for blood. And Spike's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm just looking for somebody. I'm looking for a blonde girl that I was here with. And she's like, you sure you're not looking for me, big boy? And Spike's like, no, I'm looking for this girl. And she's like, really? Couldn't I be the girl that you're looking for? Maybe I could change your mind, make you forget all about that blonde girl. And Spike's like, hey, lady, leave me alone. And she's like, oh, come on, sugar. And then she is revealed to be a vampire because she gets all vampire-faced. And Spike gets up and he's like, oh, God, a vampire. And she's like, you didn't seem too flustered when you bit me. And Spike's like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, the other night you were here. You bit me. You turned me into this. I thought that maybe we could, like, go ham on this place. Like, you and me team up and just, like, have a fucking feast. And Spike's like, no, I have a soul. I don't do those types of things. And then they just start fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Like fist to fist, leg to leg, full Muay Thai brawl on the balcony.
What happens on the balcony stays on the balcony at the Bronze.
Yep. Because there's no one around. Nobody looks up. Nobody hears this. Nobody sees this. They're just like duking it out. Mm-hmm. And at one point, Spike like kicks her down or punches her down. And she turns to him and she goes, "Is that all I was to you? A one bite stand?" And I was like, barf.
No, it's one of those lines where you write it and you're like, all right, this is clever enough, but it's just not great.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's a way.
It's one of those lines.
Yeah. You got to put it in there at some point in a vampire thing, but
yeah,
it just, I feel like if Anya had said it in one of her rants, it might work.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's not a bad line, but I feel yeah. I was like, yeah. It's a little groanish.
Yeah, it's like a dad joke.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they fight some more. Like they are going all out. They are smashing some stuff up. Like, mm-hmm. and they've relocated on the balcony. Like they're yeah. fighting all across this balcony, and eventually Spike like grabs some kind of wooden tube, apparently.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what it was, but when he had it, I was like, I think that's made out of wood.
Yeah, it looked like a bamboo thing or something.
Yeah, like if you had a giant one of those flutes, like, and it's just like one of the shoots,
like an
of
oboe.
It. Yeah, I don't know.
Didgeridoo or something.
Yeah.
So he, I want to say he stakes her with this, mm-hmm. but she falls off of the balcony, lands on the ground, and then turns to dust.
Yes.
And as she does this, the band stops playing. Everyone in the bronze turns around and sees it happen. And then the band just starts playing again, and everybody just, you know, goes back to normal. And Spike looks down like, what the fuck is going on in this movie?
Yeah, and the band is, it might be Till Tuesday, but the lead singer is Amy Mann. Okay. And she looks at this vampire get dusted. They stop, and then they just start singing again.
Yeah. And you'll hear more about that lead singer on the Fashion Report / Corner.
And did you know it was Amy Mann? Or it was a,
I did not.
Yeah.
I don't know who Amy Mann is, but she looked.
Yeah.
Fashion, take away the fashion, like what she's wearing. Mm-hmm. Her face looked crazed. Like she looked crazy to me. Mm. She has a very like unique, crazy look on her face.
She has a really great line that adds something later.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Buffy goes to a club that I guess is on the promenade. It's not the bronze, but she goes up to a club. You think this is the same club that Spike was at that last time? Because we don't really see the front signage or anything.
Buffy goes up and starts talking to the bouncer. This seems like a different place because it's in the promenade. It doesn't look like it's the bronze.
It's definitely not the bronze.
Yeah.
But
I don't know where else. They haven't established another club.
Yeah. But Buffy goes up and she starts talking to the bouncer. And she's like, hey, have you seen this guy? He's bleach blonde hair. He's got a leather jacket. The bouncer's like, oh, yeah, Billy Idol wannabe. And Buffy's like, well, actually, Billy Idol stole his look from him. Yeah, anyway. nice little tidbit. Mm-hmm. I like that. And he's like, yeah, that guy's here all the time. He's here every night. What's he, your boyfriend or something? Buffy's like, no, it's complicated. So the bouncer's like, look, lady, I hate to break your heart, but like he's here every night and he leaves every night with a different girl. So that guy's a player. And Buffy's like looking dejected. And he's like, hey, if you think this guy is anything to you, I would leave him because he is definitely a player. And Buffy looking down like, oh, shit.
Is this proof enough, Buffy? Oh, I just want to mention that this bouncer is the actor Kevin Daniels. He's from Frasier. He's Longinus in Modern Family. And he's in this movie called Not Another Church Movie, which I find the poster for that to be hilarious. And I think I sent it to you.
Like?
I think I emailed it to you, Joe.
Oh, okay.
I sent it to you.
Just
you
now?
I sent it to you earlier today. You should have it.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I've never seen this movie. Oh, my God. No plans on watching it.
Jamie Foxx is in this movie? But this is not a Tyler Perry movie.
But, yeah.
Jesus, this looks terrible.
He has a great... He's in the original Frasier, and he's in the new Frasier as a different character. But yeah, Modern Family is probably what he's known for mostly.
Anyway, so we go back to the Bronze, and Spike goes up to a payphone. Wow, what a relic! goes up to his payphone and he's calling somebody, and the band is walking off stage, and Amy Mann says, "Man, I hate playing vampire towns." Is that like a turn of phrase?
No, I think she's just saying I hate because she saw the vampire get dusted.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, that's what she's saying. She's saying, "Man, I hate playing vampire towns," meaning I hate playing in towns that are full of vampires.
I was wondering, I was like, because I heard that and I was like, is that a turn of phrase I just have never heard of before?
I can't believe that. I believe that it's because she literally saw a vampire get dusted. And then they kept playing because they were like, oh, geez.
Show must go on.
It's incredible to see how much of the world knows about vampires.
Yeah, just in denial.
Or just like that they are like, oh, that they know that vampire towns are, they know that Sunnydale is a vampire town and that they come and they still come to play there.
Yeah. They're agent, bad agent, dude.
You could tell them, don't book me on that. Don't book me on Sunnydale. You know the place that has a bunch of missing people?
Yeah, fire your agent if you get booked at the Bronze.
I mean, I don't know. Some of the best bands play there. The Breeders. The Breeders were there. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a song.
Michelle Branch was there.
They had a song. What was it? Cannonball? Yeah. I didn't know that song. I didn't know the Breeders were the band, but that song was pretty big.
So once Spike gets on the phone, he says, hey, I'm seeing things and I'm remembering things. And it's Buffy that's on the other line and she's on her cell phone. She's like, all right, well, what are you seeing? What are you remembering? What happened? And Spike is like, we got to go somewhere. You got to meet me at this house. Here's an address. Meet me there. And if you were Buffy, would you go there?
Of course, because Buffy's not afraid of anything and she's got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, that's
true. Does he call her on her cell phone? What does he call her?
He calls her on a payphone and she answers on her cell phone.
So she found her cell phone in the cemetery from last night. That's nice to know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah. But when Spike hangs up after planning to meet up with Buffy, fake Spike shows up and he's like, you shouldn't have done that. You're going against the plan. And real Spike is like, no, I'm doing it. I don't care. I don't know what you're talking about. And fake Spike is like, all right, well, you're going against the plan, but we'll find a way to make it work. We'll make it work. And then real Spike's like, get away from me. Starts running away. So Spike shows up with Buffy at the house and he's taking her down into a basement. And Buffy's just standing at the top of the stairs for a little bit. And Spike's like, you're not going to come down? Yeah, that makes sense, actually. Yeah. I can't blame you.
Yeah. I mean, you're smarter than the girls that I take into alleys. They just go, oh, you're a bad guy, aren't you? How bad are you? Show me you're bad.
You're a bad boy. I like bad boys. Show me how bad you are, bad boy. Chomp.
I didn't expect that.
But fake Spike now appears and Spike's telling Buffy, like, I've been remembering things and I think that I killed the girls and the girls that you saw me with. And I think that a lady lived in this house and I think I killed her. And I'm pretty sure that I buried them down here in this basement. And Buffy's like, why do you think that? He's like, because I just told you that I did it and I'm remembering doing it.
Buffy, look, I need more proof. I need more proof.
He's like, I'm pretty sure that they're all buried right here. I did that. And Buffy's looking like, did a pretty good job smoothing it out, though. So I'm not inclined to believe this.
This looks more like Xander's handiwork. Are we sure Xander didn't bury these?
I'm much more inclined to believe that Xander would do something. Remember when he left Anya at the altar, which is unforgivable? And then fake Spike is sitting down near the stairwell. And he starts singing a song and real Spike looks and he's like, oh shit, I recognize this song. I recognize this. And he's like, all right. Fake Spike is like, all right, now it's time to like do your dirty work. And then vamp faced Spike, real Spike turns vamp faced and starts attacking Buffy. And they are duking it out. They're fighting.
My favorite part is when he starts attacking Buffy, she's like, what are you doing, Spike? Yeah. Whole episode, you think he's back to killing people. And he attacks
you're
you.
Investigating him for being evil, and then he attacks you. And she's like, what? Surprise.
He like takes the steak out of her hand, throws it across the room, breaks the glass, grabs some glass, cuts her arm with it. I'm like, Buffy.
Buffy's like, I need more proof.
Need more proof. This isn't like you, Spike.
Fake Spike is like, and now the fun is just beginning. Because now all the people that real Spike has buried down there, their hands start popping up from the ground. And they're like, they're vampires now because they've been sired by Spike. And Buffy starts fighting all of them. She's like, still... anyone could have turned these into vampires. I don't know if it's you. I haven't seen it with my own two eyes that you did this. Did you do this, Spike? He's like, yes, I did. I told you. She's like, I didn't see it, though. You could be lying.
Open your eyes, Buffy.
And so Buffy starts fighting all of these vampires, and fake Spike tells real Spike, hey, time to take a bite out of Buffy. You know you want to. Go have a taste. And so the vampires kind of hold Buffy. They restrain her. Buffy again is like, Spike, what's going on?
Did these vampires know the plan?
I guess so.
I guess.
I love that like Webbs woke up and was like, well, wait a minute. What's going on here? But these vampires, they immediately get it.
Yeah.
They immediately start attacking Buffy.
And then they're grabbing her arm and holding her, waiting for Spike to bite her.
Yeah, who they know is their leader.
Yeah.
Like, what? So Spike walks up to Buffy and just starts licking where he cut her with the glass. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, yeah. And as he licks the blood, he starts having flashes of all the people that he's killed. And burying them in the basement. And he turns regular face. And he freaks out. And he's like, oh my God, I remember. And then he falls over and like crawls away from Buffy. And Buffy's like, Spike. And she's like, I'll deal with you later. Hang on, just you wait right there. And then she just starts dusting these vampires like so easily.
Yeah. The episode is like, all right, we're done. She just stakes like three of them on the ground and she's just like one, two, three.
Yes. We saw her have such a difficult time with Webbs last episode. Yeah. And now she's surrounded by like five vampires. And she's just like pew, 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 pew. And then she's like, whew, all right, well, that was light work. And then one more comes up, pops up their hand out of the ground. And Buffy just grabs the hand and pulls this vampire out. And Buffy dusts it and says, sorry, just doing my job. What? What?
Take that same attitude over.
I was just
about to say that.
Take that same attitude and apply it to Spike. Just doing my job. Why did you have to apologize to that one? You didn't apologize to the other six you stabbed.
No, didn't apologize to Webbs. Actually, she
did. Yeah, she apologized. She didn't want to. She didn't really want to have to kill Webbs.
But like, then she turns around to the vampire that caused all of this, that murdered these five, six people. And she's like, hey, everything all right? And Spike is just cowering in a corner like, oh, God. And he looks up at Buffy. And to his credit, he offers his chest to Buffy. And he's like, just fucking do it. Just put me out of my misery, dude. Like, just kill me. And Buffy's like, no. I gotta get to the bottom of this, of what's really happening here. And Spike's like, I don't know what's going on, man. I'm seeing things, and it's not over. I was seeing things in the basement of the school. I'm still seeing things. There's a fake Spike running around here somewhere. And Buffy's like, all right, so something else is here with us. And Spike is just like, hey, can you please just kill me? Just kill me. Put me out of my misery. And Buffy's like, no, no, no. There's something else at play here. I know that you just murdered a bunch of people, but there's something else going on here. There's something playing with us. And Spike is like, all right, well, will you help me? Can you help me? And Buffy's like, yeah, I'll help you. And I was just like, dude.
They're just stretching the believability of how far you can go with this. And
right.
I think there's a better way to do it where she knows that he's hearing the voices and that he's not in full control. But like from what she's actually seen, it's just too risky. And now she's going on a hunch of like, oh, yeah, there's someone else here because he's talking to himself. So. Sure.
Yeah.
Here's a question. When he tastes Buffy blood, doesn't he have the same flashback like twice?
Yeah.
And then he says, I remember.
Yeah.
And then when he falls against the wall, he's just like, I can't remember all of what happened. Again, like immediately in the same scene, it's like, oh, no, I remember what I needed to remember to be traumatized, but not enough to give you information yet.
Well, I also feel like, remember when Angel drank from Buffy's blood and it was like, oh, if you drink a Slayer's blood, it's supposed to make you even more powerful and heal you or something?
Yeah, I mean, he was poisoned by,
Faith, that's what it was.
Faith shot him with the poison arrow.
I was wondering, like, if this could heal Spike, maybe?
It makes him remember for a little bit.
I guess. And kudos to Spike for offering his chest, because he knows.
He wants to be put out of his misery.
Yeah.
Every vampire like, with a soul tries to commit suicide at some point. He tried to commit suicide when he didn't have a soul, when he got the chip.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So. But Buffy's like, I'm not taking the bait.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And even more unbelievable, Buffy brings Spike back to her house. And she's vouching for him with all the scoops. She's like, nah, something's fucking with Spike. Like, he's not right. He did kill those people, but something's messing with him. And Xander goes, oh, so he's an out of control serial killer. Oh, that'll make for a great house guest. Oh, thanks for having him at my place and putting that burden on me.
I can't disagree with Xander at all this episode. Like, every counterpoint he's brought up has been valid.
Yes. Yes. 100%. And Buffy's like, don't worry, Xander. He doesn't need to stay with you anymore. He can stay with me. And they're like, wait, what? He's going to stay with you? And Buffy's like, well, I don't know if he's going to stay with me, but I'm not going to let him out of my sight. And they're all discussing, like, I think something's been talking to Spike, and it might be the same thing that's been, like, messing with us. It might be that from beneath you it devours, big bad that has been fucking with all of our vision and distorting our realities and tricking us. And everyone's worried. They're like, oh, my God. this is bad. You know, we've been getting warnings about this big bad that's coming, and I think it's finally here, and it's only going to get worse. And you're like, yeah, sucks to suck.
I love that Spike is in the trauma blanket. He's like on the couch with the blanket over him that you see at the end of those movies. It's just like,
but he's also like suspiciously like side eyeing, listening to their conversation. Yeah.
He's like, are they gonna kill me? Are they gonna let me stay here? Where am I gonna sleep? Can I sleep in the house with the that I murdered the lady? All these missing people that will continue going missing. No solving that crime. No solace for those families.
I just can't. No justice. I can't believe he's still alive. Like, Buffy's whole thing was like, I need proof. I need evidence that Spike is doing this. And then she's repeatedly given evidence and she's like, nah, I gotta help this guy.
She needed proof, but then she just needed a little bit of maybe he's being controlled and hearing voices.
Remember, because
she can't see the other Spike.
Remember when she was going to kill Anya? And Xander's like, we don't need to kill Anya. Remember when our friends kill people, we try to help them. And then she's like, well, Willow's different. Willow's human. Mm-hmm. Spike's not human.
Nope.
Get the fuck out, dude. Just kill this guy.
Ooh, here's a question. When Anya was a vengeance demon, did she have a soul?
I was just thinking about this. I was thinking, when Anya was a vengeance demon, was so, I guess Buffy's excuse is that Spike is being controlled by this from beneath who it devoured thing. Anya was kind of being controlled by D'Hoffrin because she was like, I don't want to be doing this, but D'Hoffrin is like fucking with me.
The thing is, you could also just be a vengeance demon and then not be a vengeance demon. Like, it wasn't a permanent situation. Like, from what we know, there's no way to make a vampire not a vampire anymore. Somehow, this like low-level demon is the hardest one to reverse.
Yeah, when we talk about like the hierarchy of demons, like they always mention like vampires are the street rats of our hierarchy. They're nothing. They're garbage. But they are like constantly shown to like destroy these stronger, higher power demons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, we could talk about the power rankings of demons all day.
We just saw Buffy go after Anya and be like, I had to do it. I don't like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I killed Angel when it came to it, and I'll do it. I loved him more than anything. And now Spike is getting the same treatment, but even further.
Yeah. It's a tough look, man. Like, she's...
And I don't... I blame some of the construction of the show more than I blame Buffy. I feel like there's a way to have this kind of thing happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they needed him to... I don't know if they needed him to fully kill people here. And then for her to find out. It could have been a little more... Like, at first I thought maybe there was somebody pretending to be Spike, killing people, and then framing him for it.
Mm.
Which... Like, I don't know what the...
Yeah, like maybe the From Beneath You It Devours guy can, like... shapeshift or something.
Yeah, I don't know what his plan was. Was his plan just to like make a bunch of these vampires and then lead Buffy down here so that Spike would kill Buffy? Because I feel like
I
feel like there's a better plan to kill Buffy if that's the overall arc that he was going for.
Yeah, I know the last episode we discussed, like, yeah, the demon wants Willow out of the picture because she's a super mega powerful witch, so it makes sense. But, like, would the demon want Spike also out of the picture? Like, is this to convince Buffy to kill him?
Well, is Spike a champion or not?
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That's a question. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Champion. The fuck? Angel is... Oh, you're going to want to listen to our thoughts on the last couple episodes of Angel People, and including this one.
I know, Traveling Brooklyn Girl, I know you're thinking of joining a Patreon. I hope you've already on it. I hope you're on it by the time you get to this episode.
Yeah, by this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the Scoobs are all sitting around. They're all worried. things are only going to get worse. And speaking of things getting worse, we go back to London, foggy London town, everybody. And Giles goes to that professor's home and he shows up and he looks around. He sees everything's all smashed up. He sees that lady Nora's dead on the ground and he's like, Robson, Robson. And he finds that guy that got stabbed earlier. Apparently he's Robson. And Giles goes over to him. He's like, oh God, Robson, are you alive? Are you alive? And Robson opens his eyes and he says, gather them. It's started. And as he's saying that, we see a shot of Giles. And behind Giles, one of those cloaked guys comes up behind Giles, cranks back a gigantic axe, and just swings it at Giles's head. And right before it connects, that's the end of the episode. Cut to black. If Giles survives this, unbelievable. Giles is definitely, he's got to be dead.
He is going to, there's two ways he gets out of this. One, he has some magical force field around him from his leftover witch powers. Or they just reverse the time of the backswing and it's coming down and he like notices and ducks and then he gets in a fight with the cloaked killer. But from what we saw, his head should be rolling.
Yeah, he's got half of his head chopped clean off. Like, I think that I like your two theories. He's got a magical spell, or they just fuck with the time-space continuum and it's like a retconned shot. Or Robson uses his last bit of strength to pull Giles down to save him.
Or he pulls him in for a kiss because he's always loved Giles.
Nora was his beard.
Now, I'm thinking Robson is a watcher because he had swords on his wall.
Yeah, he had a lot of books.
And Nora, there's like where you want to be like, oh, Nora might be his wife or something. But Nora could be one of those slayers in training.
Like Kendra?
Yeah, because the cloak, we've seen them kill two women. Or before, three women total. The cloaked men, the cloaked killers.
Is it three?
Or is it two? It was two and then Nora.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, that's something, because like, he had like medieval swords on his wall. There's a lot of, I mean, the axe and stuff. It's all, you know, slayer stuff.
Yeah, typical watcher gear.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's just into D&D.
D&D is more pretend. You don't have to use real weapons in D&D.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that is a wrap for Sleeper. Got anything else to say about Sleeper, Vance?
Yeah, I just don't see them killing Giles off at the end of an episode like this.
Yeah, you think, like, we open up and Giles' just head is on the ground?
I mean, that's what it should be. Based off what we saw.
Based off what we saw, that is exactly how it should end.
But I don't see them.
For Giles.
And I knew they had Giles like guest starring, you know. And I was like, oh, waiting for him to show up. And it was just this little scene. So.
Yeah.
Well. I don't know.
Next episode is titled Never Leave Me. What do you got?
Oh, boy. This
is going to be, I'm predicting... This is Buffy watching over Spike. Spike says, never leave me. Spike gets fucked with a bit more by the From Beneath You It Devours guy.
I'm going to say this is... Oh, man. I wanted to say, like, Giles on his deathbed. And somehow Buffy. But I just... Yeah.
It's not even, like, the blunt side of the axe. Like, he is swinging with the sharp end of the axe. Like, his head should roll.
It was but a flesh wound.
Like, remember when Joyce hit Spike with the blunt end of an axe?
Yeah, she could have ended this. Joyce could have ended this if she swung that axe the right way.
Yeah, but... No, Giles should definitely be dead.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going out like this, though. This is too unceremonious.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
That's bullshit, dude. Like, the only one that I will accept is the magic spell thing, like the force field barrier thing. Yes. Like, that's the only way that that could happen.
I'm leaning that they do the retroactive go back in time again, and it's not swinging down as much. And I hate
it. Yeah, and that'll be bullshit.
Like,
that'll be bullshit.
We're watching the show. It's season 7. We're watching the show. You don't need to tease us to the next episode.
And the thing is, like, this isn't even like a, they have a long break between this episode and the next one. The next one was like the next week. This episode aired November 19th. The next episode aired November 26th. So, like, our memories aren't that fucked.
Yeah. And plus, the recap was going to show you everything anyway.
Previously on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I feel like I've gotten good at that specific impression.
Yes, you nailed it.
Previously on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to double down on your prediction. That's
the Spike, don't leave me.
Yeah, I just don't love it with the help me, I'll help you.
She shouldn't. I mean, technically, though, Anya is still alive. But Buffy did try to kill her. Mm-hmm. Unless it was my kind of thing where it was like Buffy really wasn't trying to kill Anya.
I think she was. I don't know what her plan to kill was. Because I don't even know how you kill a vengeance demon. We still don't even know.
Yeah.
But
I feel like beheading takes care of everything, though.
Should.
That's kind of like a, yeah.
But it didn't seem like she was going for the head.
Should have gone for the head. Sorry, half of the listeners, you're goners.
Yeah, I guess it's gonna be a Buffy Spike scenario. Yeah, I got nothing. I'm already disappointed in this ending.
Yeah, because you just know if it. I mean, I hope they prove us wrong. That'd be crazy. Mm-hmm. But they kind of wrote themselves into a corner here because, like, I wouldn't be satisfied if that's how Giles died.
Yes. Unless it's fully production and they were like, he's like, I'm not going to be available for the rest of the shoot. And you just was like, oh, we got to write him off somehow.
That'd be very shocking.
Yeah. But as we know, Joyce didn't want to come back for, like, another season. And she died and she keeps making cameos. So,
yeah,
it's not that. It's not that crazy to, like, pop in for an episode here and there.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you for listening, everybody. This has been our episode on Sleeper. Thank you so much for listening. Sign up for our Patreon, where we do Boys Watching Angel, Boys Watching Movies, where we did Scooby-Doo this month, and Joe's Fashion Report /Corner. You can find that at patreon.com/boyswatchingbuffy. Join our Discord. The link is in the show notes. We have good times there. Talk about this episode. Talk about the episode of the podcast and what you liked and everything. If you got any corrections for us. If you want to get a shout out. Apple Podcasts 5-star rating and review. Spotify 5-star rating. Take a screenshot of it. Send it in to us and we'll give you that shout out. Follow us on Instagram @boyswatchingbuffy. Email is boyswatchingbuffy@gmail.com. We got merch. It's out there. Links in the show notes. Get yourself a one Starbuck Town shirt. Get yourself a espresso pumped shirt or mug. I think we got mugs of that. Yeah. We got Amazon wish list too. We got some stuff on there. And yeah, we will see you next time when we talk about Never Leave Me.
Because if I get vamped, I'm going to bite your ass.
Wouldn't be the first time.
What was that?